Greetings and happy new year. Welcome to Hey Uncle King podcast. As always, I am your host, Ryder. You got some interesting things going on this year. And by that, I mean the rest of our fucking current day lives, baby. Do you know what it means? When you work hard, accomplish the goals that need to be done at hand. Tell me this. Do you have green and black tea mixed together with apple juice concentrate and a little bit of milk? I don't think so. And I don't just got that. I mean, unless you do. I got it in a liter water bottle. It tastes so yummy. The goals for the year. Perceive yourself more peaceful. Find yourself akin to new discoveries. Most important goal of the year. Keep your feet going forward. Don't look back unless you drop something. And always pay attention to what you dropped, because it may not be important enough to pick back up. Find ourselves in the new rules of the new galaxy, buddy. In this galaxy, we frame ourselves in one mindset. In that one mindset, none of us know what's going to happen. But we all have the power to influence our life around us. So, knowing that you have the potential to be able to get anything done that you would like, always pay attention to the things that you're getting done, the things that you're doing for you, you know? You got myself a little Schweedo here. A very small amount, a finite amount of Schweedo. We can't all just be peace-bearing Mongols in this life. I mean, it is a potential for us to all be Mongols, though. I guess the most important thing I should say to anybody is, there anything that makes you feel more complete? Is there anything that makes your life feel like you got purpose? Talk to people with intention. Don't just talk people to say words. Use those intentions with other people for new discoveries, not just for uplifting yourself and leaving people in the ground. It's wise, but you have to spend your time doing things that are useful. What's the point of doing things that are useful? You get more done. Smile a little. Don't forget that you're in it to the end. Don't make that end short. Inside of this secret galaxy that we have been bestowed life upon, you gotta really ask yourself, what am I doing? Am I doing this for myself or for others? Am I doing it for others to be helpful? Or am I doing it so they can have awareness of what I am? To acknowledge me for attention. See, when it comes down to it, the most important thing that you can really do in life, you establish your purpose. Establish who you're trying to be. Why you're trying to be that, you know? It's like a parachute nightmare. The only person that can pull the strings yourself. you're a professional parachuter now. You need someone else to be able to pull your strings for safety or some shit. The most brilliant thing that you can do is wake up with the purpose to find nourishment in your life, man. Spent about 5 days in the desert. 6 days straight into the ocean of life. What do you think that life extends to? The past is not trash. Don't listen to your fucking sensei fucking healer bullshit. Listen to yourself. The past is only trash if you dwell on it with purpose of nostalgia, with purpose of thinking, oh no, I wish it, I miss it so bad, it was so wonderful. The past is cool because it gives us the knowledge of things come and go. It gives us the memories. It gives us the fragmentary nature to delve deeper and deeper into. Was that there? Was any of this here? Am I crazy? Or was there some sort of shop there? And then you get a little bit closer. Walking down the street at night. Hanging out because you got no fright. So you tell yourself, hey, buddy. Do I know you? It's almost as if you expand yourself, find yourself deeper and deeper, deeper into this mentality that just because you've been at a job and you quit a job or you got fired from a job or some shit that you're not allowed to shop there. Always remind yourself that if you need the shop, you got to do your shopping. So don't live in fear of your coworkers or boss because they're not your coworkers or boss. Spent about 5 days lost in the fucking desert. Only waking up. I'll tell you how it is. First step, second step, close. All in the past, and it's over mowing, and I ask myself, where am I? The future is now. The future is chill. Looking out at all of these modern day thrills. I gotta ask myself, well, who am I? What I need to do? Who am I? Is all of this bullshit true? I didn't think the world would be like this. Fast moving cars that drive by themselves. God, all these people, save them from their own hell. 'Cause I'm moving around. Don't got many bills in my pocket. Doing my best to eat every day. Hell, if I'm being honest. Looking to the left. Once again to the right. Always catch my hands up with a hug or for the fight. 'Cause you know it gets real out there. Who am I? Who am I? A wonderful question to ask yourself in the night. Who am I? As I'm looking all around. Who am I? Yeah, let's not even make a sound. Who am I? Who am I? Tell me, Please, I need to. Need to. No. The time goes by, you ask yourself, what does the world become when I can't afford things? Realize that you shape your world. Why are you trying to buy things that you can't afford? It's an interesting prerogative that when you were a kid, you wanted a toy for Christmas. And by the time you're a teenager, you want some sort of like potential PlayStation or a potential, you know, like a computer, or you want like a motorized scooter or something. You know, you look at the vast price changes from Nerf gun to about $34 to a PlayStation 3 back in the year 2008. The PlayStation 3 was like $369 or some bullshit. Now that all stems down to one thing. What is it that you really wanted out of life besides material purpose that could then be re-relinquished upon itself with new findings, new addendums, additives, when you're just sitting there with a Nerf gun with nothing to shoot? Walking out in the streets, how about a nice new pair of boots? A jacket and some new socks and underwear might also do. Sit there and say, who am I? Oh, you probably understand what is going on. Or maybe you're just lost inside of it yourself. I tried to figure that all out one day when I got a job doing something I didn't know how to do. I wasn't good at it, but by the time I was done, I knew exactly what I was up to. And just how you gotta think about it. First things first, you gotta tell yourself, are you able to go to that store that you no longer work at, you haven't worked at in 2 years, knowing that there is a chance that you'll see people that you used to know when you're going in there to buy fucking laundry detergents? Yo. Who am I? The Heelka King podcast stems down to one thing. One man's unraveling ability to ascertain his surroundings around him to the best of his degree. And purportedly in a good and humorous silly mood, spread said wisdom to onlooking listeners. This isn't the new Heyoka King, New Year, new Heyoka King. This is just what the Heyoka King is. You can't change something. Oh, silly wise guy. Now he is a new me. Let me tell you something. You know what makes me a wise guy? I come from the fucking streets. My birthplace, there's a castle. Castle is the town hall. I'll tell you that much. As I stem a little bit closer to understanding, maybe I don't know this person. This person doesn't know me. What do I got available to offer a world of somebody that only wants to have? And seeing, because of my better visions in life, I want to be. I want to feel. I want to experience. Ask yourself, who am I? The years have passed and I've thought to myself, there isn't much I can do. But there's always so much. Someone that has a question will never learn the answer if they don't ask or attempt to look for it. So what are we doing? Can you entertain yourself by getting up on 2 feet like this? Saying, I don't like that. Doing it this way. Getting everything to where it needs to be. I wouldn't say much, but I can't say much at all. I can't say anything, really. It's already the fucking sixth day of this year. The sixth day. Let me tell you something. How's it the new year if I already got the entire month's schedule written down at work? I already know what I'm working for the whole month. Don't desensitize yourself to time just because you know what the future holds as your work schedule. You're not looking forward to the days of working. You just acknowledge that those are the days you got to work. Write it down. Fun. What if I'm telling you that there's a little path you can go down, the path of understanding shit? You ever get a little bit closer to this, you may just understand something. Who am I? Middle of the streets in the crowded New England town. Road. Cars to the left of me, cars to the right. And for some reason they're moving, and my light's red. And I'm sitting there, blue lights, calling out. Blue bandanas on the back of an ATV. Two guys toting automatic with fucking guns, shooting these fucking things aimed at the police. What a wonderful day to be alive. You know, I'd never think I'd ever see two fully grown males wearing bandanas around their fucking face, toting submachine guns, shooting at a police car. Besides in some fucking movie where it's not even real. But no, here it is. I mean, if you really think about it, the police really ain't no big deal. Have you ever noticed that in, like, movies, when they talk about, like, the police would be like, oh, yeah, we come to investigate the bad guys. But then the FBI is like, yo, check this out. I'll stand in. This has been taken over by the FBI investigation. You even gotta ask yourself, well, that's dumb. The police really ain't no that big deal. As long as you ain't doing nothing, like, bad in front of them, how are they gonna know? Don't do bad things in front of people. You're gonna do bad things in a location where the only people that can see what you're doing are people in on it, or there is no people. You know, it could just be the people you're doing the crime to. You gotta think that the police are literally doing their job, so you can't really hate them, because that's what their job is. But if you want to be a criminal, you got to be able to be a criminal uniquely with these police around. Because if you do it wrong, you do it wrong. Then you get busted. So that, I guess these defiant gentlemen just had to deal with the police a different way than they could at that point. You know, kudos to them. They made my little afternoon ride interesting, but that was a while ago, you know. Living in the city, what's your fucking life in the city? Going to work and coming home? Some people say, hey, you should get a fucking career. You tell them, you say, listen, I've never done nothing about no managerial training. But I don't want to fucking be an associate. Fuck that. I have enough experience. I know what I'm fucking doing. Let me be an assistant manager. Come on. I want to do it so I can say it's under my belt. I need that on my resume. And I want to be able to have more to fucking do. Watch your boss's face turn red as they look at you in shock but favor, and you ask yourself, who am I? Was I able to get that done just by saying it and doing it? And this is what I found. If there's a girl at your work that you like, you make a fucking joke and fucking talk to her. You know what I mean? Let's say there's
a 7 foot tall fucking biker dude, your only limitation of thinking fearfully of this man is that he would hurt you.
So just talk to the dude.
Who knows? He might be really fucking cool. You ever decide to just not even just take a risk, but just explore? Taking a risk means you have to ponder if it's a risk or not. Just do. Stupid witch. Nothing of a bitch, but just framed my mind for what she'd done to my heart. Even though I did it to myself. Wholeheartedly, I sat there and I did say into the night, "Hey, baby girl, don't you understand you was right? I do just gotta feel an embrace." But affirmative action comes from someone that wants to have entailed structure. Entailed structure is a unique thing. Now, you can live in an apartment and save for a house. Don't get me wrong. But you know what it means, that I'm fucking lost beyond all repair in my mind. I don't know what I'm doing. I just know that I can't give up. I gotta keep trying. That should be the mindset all people should fucking have. The reason I think the way I do is because I've been plunged in such a path of life that I have to look. I have to figure things out. I have to. It's not like I have a choice anymore. I need to be able to know what can come next by making it possible. Offering yourself a little hanging out. And then you say, "Who am I?" Oh, yeah. Don't you know? My name is not just Ryder. My name is the Hulk King. Mr. Bad Weekend. DJ King. Back at you again with another fresh beat. This one, the beat of life. Life will beat down upon you if you don't try to do anything about it. Oh, God. AI technology is getting scary. Might just be hanging out asking myself, why is the whole world taken over by fucking AI? Takes too fucking long. But at least you can be done at some point, right? Truly, truly, truly. I can't say much of anything, but what I can say is that 2024 is a number in the chaotic fever dream, ever extending upon the expansion of molecules in the fucking space that are pushing further and further out, some of them still combusting upon themselves. Small bits of matter that clust and create new things. Just chaotically extending upon themselves before one day in the future it all back implodes and starts all over again and again and then some. Quantitative theories are unique. You can definitely live in a world where you think the world is just gonna suck
You can live in a world where you think that the world is interesting, favorable, and has charm for those that put action into it. You can live in a world of fear. You can live a world of being a silly boy. You can hang out. But all that really matters is that you're living. Remember that.
If I see a man with a gun, he points it at me and says, "Hey, you, I'm going to kill you." Am I living in a world of fear simply because I'm afraid, rightfully, of a man with a gun about to see me? Dodge. As a child, I had a dream once that I got shot at the school dance. It was an interesting dream because I was just talking to, like, some fucking people at the school dance. And then I talked to the fucking, you know, someone with one of the high school fucking headmasters or some stupid shit. And then he gets all white in the face and he's scared and he's talking to me. And then, you know, I just get fucking shot. Then I fucking get the back of my head blown off. And I was about, like, 14 or 15 when this happened. Maybe I was younger, maybe I was middle school, I can't remember. But I think to myself, what could have made my sleep patterns so unique and my learning path so unique that I would be having a full-blown conversation with someone, see fear on someone else's face, looking in my direction, or over my shoulder even, and then the back of my head is just blown off, and then I fucking, you know, there goes my fucking head. I'm dead. As a child, I woke up immediately from this dream, and I've thought about it for years and wondered, is there some deeper purpose to this? Am I going to get shot in the back of the head one day? Or is this some fucking thing that happened because I watched too much fucking, you know, violent movies at the time? I don't fucking know. It's green tea and black tea mixed. And then I got some apple shit in there, right? Apple juice concentrate that I stole from my job. Now it's mine. They left it there at the fucking thing, so I claimed it right before. Now I got that, and I put a little bit of milk to make it a little Englishy. I am one of those guys that is the Japanese. I like to drink the milk inside of my tea. Which is useful, because oddly enough, we all be using way too much milk. Or it goes bad. As always, I'd like to say a little bit more about the shit that goes down. You're just gonna get it done. That's it. Taiyoka King understands this. And you gotta understand it too, though. It is what it is, if you make it that way. But it's always going to be the same unless you put in the effort for it to be the something else. Looking out at everyone that I've known asking, why do I have some sort of bug out bag? Because I was told to. The wisdom of the Heyoka Kings acquired wisdom also in addition to the in-life perception. The world is evil. But if you can acknowledge the world is evil, you can acknowledge that the world is frail and sensitive and just needs a little bit of love. People are animals. They think wicked things. That's like the bad guys or something. So all you gotta do is say, "Who am I? Who am I? Please tell me now."